Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb on your Friday where there is football. You put the combination together. All right, what is the good of the day?
Good of the day. I'm going to go to the U.S. Open.
U.S. Open. All right,
maybe we have someone that we can all rally behind, but although she is out of the tournament now.
Right.
But it's up-and-coming U.S. tennis star Jess Pegula. Pegula.
Okay.
She is the number one ranked American tennis player. She just recently lost in her third quarterfinal match, like the third time being in a quarterfinal in a major. She also happens to be the daughter of Bills owner Terry Pegula.
Oh, okay. That's good.
But the reason why
rich
this
kid playing tennis?
The reason why this is good is because, I mean, yeah, rich kid playing tennis, she probably had all the right ways to get there, but she's actually doing something with it. She just can't seem to get past the quarterfinals, and she lost. During her press conference yesterday, she cracked open a Heineken.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. And okay. I kind of respect that. It's her third time losing in a quarterfinal. She wasn't that happy, so she was drowning her sorrows in that. Plus, she said, you know, she's trying to drink more liquids because they're doing a doping test right after the press conference.
That's actually really that's better than cracking open a Heineken. That's actually a good line. Yeah, I got to get the fluids in.
Got to get the fluids going.
They're going to want a test. I better be able to give them one. Yeah, good for her. That's awesome.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if she's going to amount to anything. I just feel like America's doomed when it comes to the sport of tennis and majors right now, but...
Well, isn't we still
got Tiafoe, but you know what? I don't have hope.
All right, yeah.
We haven't had American do anything since Andy Roddick.
That's true. We haven't had anybody. What about, no, not him. I was just going to say, what about John Isner? But he didn't win anything.
He hasn't won anything.
No, the guy who was like 6'10".
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still playing, by the way.
This is how guilty I feel. I feel like when I was younger, I watched tennis, like the majors, and I was kind of into it. You know, I knew all the big players. I knew all the important people. And with the men, I know three people, and I don't really know anything about anybody else. Like, I don't, like, outside of the big three, I really don't know enough about Nick Kyrgios or anybody else. Like when I see a tennis field... Like when I see a tennis like seating and I go, oh, he's third. I've never heard of him before. And I go, that makes me feel like I should be doing more work on it. I don't talk about tennis. And it's not my thing.
I can name one tennis player you do know. And we only know him because of his name. And that's Tsitsipas.
Tsitsipas, yes. Stefano Tsitsipas
from
Greece.
Fun to say.
And he almost drowned. I remember reading that story where he almost drowned.
I learned something new right now.
Right. I read a story where he was swimming and he got caught in an undertow and he got dragged out to the ocean, but he was able to swim back to safety and it was very scary. He thought he was dead.
Wow.
But he ended up swimming back.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. I just know his name is Tsitsipas.
You're
absolutely right. We know about the big three in tennis and really it's kind of like a big one and I don't know about the other two anymore because Federer's been injured, hasn't he? Federer should just retire. I don't know what he's chasing anymore.
Even like when in the women, like before Serena and Venus, I knew Lindsay Davenport.
Oh my God,
Arantxa Sanchez Vicario. And like I knew, you know,
Justine Martina Hennin, Hingis, Steffi Graf,
like all of those. And now it's like I know Coco Gauff. I know the Americans. And that's about it.
Yeah.
Like I hate being that way, but that's about it.
The world number one right now who Jess Pegula lost to, I'm going to butcher the name, Iga Swiatek?
Yeah.
Never heard of her.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, never heard of her.
Well, good for Pegula for cracking open a Heineken. I probably would have done the same. What's the bad of the day?
It's probably the worst one we have ever had in this show.
Okay.
And I'm not
being... Don't make me sad.
No.
Football fun.
No, this will probably anger you.
All right.
A Manassas, Virginia country club. All right.
Right.
Really did put the ass in Manassas. They decided to come out with a 9/11 themed menu.
They did?
Yes. And I'll read you some of the. They have since taken it down. The manager has apologized, but you know, once you post it to Twitter, it's there forever.
I don't understand. We say this all the time. People think the delete button means forever. It doesn't. Yeah. It means you don't see it, but it's there.
So some of the menu items that you could get, you could have gotten on this 9/11, which they were calling Patriot Day 2022,
right.
Seafood Sunday. Call ahead to reserve your place in line, Tony. You could have gotten the 2022 chowder, or 2977, sorry, which just happens to be the amount of people who died that day. 2,977.
That's extremely tasteless.
How about terrible. The Flight 93 redirect, which is a hot crab dip with crostini.
Who does this?
I don't know. Then there's first responder flatbed bread. Okay, but you got the Pentagon pie. You got 9/11 oysters, and then you can chase it all down with the remember teeny.
Okay, is this one person that did it, and then the country club went, oh, no, or was there a group of people who thought this was a good idea?
I mean, just to come up with those names, I don't understand. I mean, you can have a Patriot Day celebration.
All right.
I think that's fine. We all, we all want to remember that day, and we never want to forget, but my God, 2,977 oysters?
I'm
that's
the tell
name
you the-
of it?
I'm going to tell you what the problem is. All right, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to put it in the kind of context you can only get from the mind of Tony D. Okay, because I listened to a speech once. It was a couple of years ago online. It was Malcolm Gladwell. Do you know who Malcolm Gladwell is? He's a writer.
No.
He does pretty good speeches. He was talking about airline crashes. Okay, and he was saying how there has been an advancement. Not in technology per se that has reduced airline crashes, but there has been an advancement in the interaction of the pilots when it comes to lessening airline crashes. And what he pointed out was there were times like in the 70s and the 80s where a flight would crash and they'd get the black box and then they would listen. And they would be listening to everybody in the cockpit prior to the crash. And what they determined over time was that they could sense that there was somebody in the cockpit that wanted badly to say, Captain, you're screwing up. But because of the protocol, there was a hesitancy on people below the captain to show up the captain in times of concern, right? Not necessarily death concern where you think, but just like, hey, this is a problem and it's continuing to be a problem and you need to fix the problem. And I'm, Captain, so what they did was they changed in the cockpit the way they talked to each other. So there was a feeling of not equalness per se, but there was a feeling of anybody at any time now felt a little easier being able to say, Captain, we really should be going this. We do this. We really need to do this. We need to lower the rudders or whatever it is that wasn't done in the past. I think we've not taken that approach in a lot of companies and play, even like small country clubs, where there isn't a feeling of somebody needs to say to the head chef or whoever did this, this is out of line. This is inappropriate. But I think a lot of people go, you know what? In the end, the axe isn't going to fall on my head. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. I bet you there were a whole bunch of people that said, this is a horrible idea. But I'm low man on the totem pole, or I don't want to show up my boss. I don't want to be uncomfortable around the workplace. So I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. No one's going to blame me for this, and I'm going to move forward. And I do think we need a better approach where people need to be able to say, I don't think this is a good idea. Because that went through, I bet you, a couple of people. I'm sure people at that country club went, somebody said, this ain't cool. This is not cool. We cannot do this, but went, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Listen, and I'm guilty of it. I've been in this business 30 years. And I know you have been probably in a couple of promotion meetings where you went, that ain't going to be a good promotion.
Yeah.
That idea is not good. We shouldn't be doing that. And I've been in a plenty of them, not necessarily the station I was working for, but like the classic rock station or the hip hop station or the hot AC station or whatever station was. They were trying to do something. They wanted to make news. They wanted it to be different. They wanted to be exciting. They wanted to draw attention to themselves. But somebody needed to say, not this way. That's not going to be a good look. And this happened at this country club. Somebody should have said, guys, we're going to get barbecued for this. And we can't do it. Because they did. They did. So there you go. There's my analysis. I'm done. Package it up. Corporate America, you're welcome. You're welcome. I just gave you a gift. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day? O.J. Simpson back in L.A.
Okay, when O.J. Simpson... When O.J. Simpson's in Good to the Bad to the Dumb, we usually have a good laugh at it and are marveling at his transformation. So because he's in the dumb, I'm now really curious.
Well, it's only because him being in L.A. and him he took in his bills defeating the Rams last night. He was in one of the luxury suites at SoFi Stadium.
Who put O.J. Simpson in a luxury suite at SoFi Stadium?
I don't have the answer to. He still has lots of friends. Yeah, he's a good guy, Tony, according to O.J., he's a good guy. But the reason why I wanted to bring him up anyways, because I just laughed out loud when I saw that he posted a video of himself talking to, you know, hey, Twitter.
Hey, Twitter.
Yeah. It's your old friend OJ. Because he did an interview, I think it was last year, with The Athletic, and telling him that he really hates going to LA. And I know we brought this up last year around this time when he did this interview, because the reason why he hates going to LA is because at any moment he could be sitting right next to the real killer.
He said that?
Yes. So him
what
being
were there two in, mirrors next to him sitting at SoFi Stadium?
So him being in LA yesterday was the opportunity for a lot of people on social media to post to his posting, hey, you need to be careful, OJ. You could be sitting next to the real killer. But the other thing that went through my mind was he's at SoFi, which is in Inglewood, California, right? That far of a drive over to his old stomping grounds. Would he drive through the old neighborhood just to see how life is?
What he's missing?
But, you know, what the old... Because, you know, we all do it, right?
Every time,
if I go back to visit my folks, I'll go back to the house that I grew up in and just drive by. I just want to see down the street.
Sure you are.
Does he do the same thing?
Wait, drives to Rockingham?
Yeah.
Sees the old house?
I mean,
I think they bulldozed to rebuild it.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, just the neighborhood.
Just the neighborhood.
He'll remember the neighborhood. Does he stop by and, like, you know, hey, Bob, how's it going? Your hedges look great.
Yeah. I'm going to say, well, maybe in OJ's mind, he probably thinks that they all still love him, but that was one of the reasons when he sold his house, he was not emotional because the whole neighborhood turned on him.
Yeah.
I know I've repeated this. I never forget. I felt when I watched the OJ documentary Made in America, there that one scene where his former friend said, I saw him at a gas station and I went over to say hi. We gave each other a hug and he said, we don't get together anymore. And I said, yeah, we should get together. And as I left, he goes, I knew that he knew that I knew we would never see each other again. And I remember going, that's about what happens. Remember, like when he got acquitted, he thought he'd go right back to Riviera Country Club.
Oh yeah,
he thought he would just like he'd
life
be old. They'd
on.
Have parties back at Rockingham, and nope, that's not how it worked.
I mean, he even said that himself. That he knows he catches a lot of flack, but life moves on. He's moved on for it. And that he's a good person as a result
he's
of it all.
He's a good person. He's a good
person.
Or
he feels that he's a good person. But yeah.
Yikes.
I couldn't help but think that, you know, it's like, God, seeing him in LA, I'm like, does he just drive down through the old neighborhood?
I think we need to do a little investigation to find out how he got that luxury suite. I mean, he's still making NFL pension that the Goldmans can't get. So maybe he bought it. You know, maybe he bought it.
Maybe they invited him because he still is in the Bills Ring of Honor, right? They never took his name down.
I don't know.
I think he is. I think his name is still there.
Listen, let's stop pretending the Buffalo Bills are embracing O.J. Simpson. Like, they invited him to the game and he's part of the family. He's part of no family. There is no organization that has latched themselves onto O.J. Simpson.
He had on some really nice Bills shoes.
Sure, but you think the organization is going to have O.J. Simpson Day next year? No.
But one of the—I do have to say this. One of the hashtags was "Pray for OJ."
Pray
trending yesterday because he was back in LA. Just in case he ran into
you never know
his wife's killer.
Guy might still be around 30 years later, still just waiting for the opportunity to pounce at OJ. Yeah. All right, that's a good
finish the job, right?
As we continue, it's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.